Now, it's always been the case that the variables in the analysis determine the analysis results. If you don't put an interaction term in, you've got a main effects model. If you don't put a nonlinear term in, you have a linear model. If you don't add in variables from the person's past, then the person's present seems to be what predicts. If you don't control for confounds, then the treatment may look different than it really is. It's always been the case that the variables in the analysis determine the analysis results. It is, however, particularly true in factor analysis because the goal is to find sets of variables. For example, if I've got 6 depression measures, and I put those 6 depression measures into a factor analysis, it's probably going to come back and tell me that I've got 2 or 3 kinds of depression. If I put my 6 depression measures in with 6 hysteria measures and 6 schizophrenia measures, that factor analysis is going to come back and tell me, hey, you've got 1 kind of depression. Why? Because it's depression relative to hysteria and schizophrenia. You with me? So how many of what kinds of variables you put into a factor analysis determines how many of what kinds of factors you get out of it. Pretty simple. Variable sets for factoring usually come in 2 kinds. When the researcher has hand-selected each variable, the purpose of this analysis is to understand if there's any overlap in common measures of depression and anxiety. If you start reading the items on depression and anxiety measures, there's a lot of item overlap. Even after very careful content and construct validity, all kinds of subject matter expert data have been collected, there still looks like there's a lot of overlap. Like maybe depression and anxiety aren't 2 separate things. Or maybe there's depression, anxiety, and some composited thing. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to hand select those variables that I'm going to put into the analysis. Maybe I'm going to grab the ones that I'm going to grab the 10 most used or the 12 most used in the last 10 years of published research. Maybe I'm going to go to some of the large multi-index measures and I'm going to grab those. But I went out and I chose them to see what would happen when I factored them. Another is when a researcher selects a closed set of variables. By closed set, I mean stuff that comes together. Like the subscales of a standard inventory, the items of an interview, or the elements of data in a medical chart. Why'd you pick those variables? It's what I could get. Do you wish you had others? Oh, yes. Was it a good idea to use these? Oh, I hope. Okay? So there's just a difference between grabbing individual things and grabbing what you could get.